tuning in to the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and you will find the features there cost you nothing. Archives, webcam, everything you come across, it's all there right out in the open. You can contribute to the show if you want. There's some voluntary options to do that, but you can enjoy all the features there for free. At freetalklive.com, you can actually control the content of the site as well. So when you find something online that you think is interesting, you want to share with our listeners and the hosts of the show, you can submit it as show prep, and then others vote on whether they like or dislike it, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head over, get interactive, freetalklive.com. So we continue with Frank, listening in New York. Frank, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Brad. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, it's interesting that you're finding out now in New Hampshire that you don't have the right, the freedom of speech, you don't have the right to assemble, you don't have the right to travel unimpeded. I mean, it's just like what's happening all over this country with, you know, the Patriot Act and the Homeland Security Act, the National Defense Authorization Act of December of last year. So in a sense, on one hand, I'm a little surprised because I had assumed New England sort of had that populist tradition of the town meetings and sort of, you know, everyone knows one another and sort of that community with a high civic standard, morality, and duty.
Nah, but there's thugs everywhere, man.
Hey, Frank, Frank, what I see, being a person who's lived in New Hampshire my whole life, what I see is that the government folks or people who work in government, specifically with what's happening here in Western New Hampshire, which is, you know, like Free Keene and a lot of the outside of the system liberty activism, it just really seems to me that people in government think, oh, well, these people are annoying, so we're just gonna, you know, we're just gonna deal with them however we want. But the fact is, the government has to respect the constitutional rights of everybody,
not just the
people they like.
Correct. And that's actually what our federal government has to do. But it seems that our Senate and our Congress and our judicial branch and our judges don't seem to see it that way, which tells me that it's time to do a house cleaning on a big way, on a big scale, on a grand scale.
Well, and hasn't it been that way for many years? And
it's been that way, but it's so corrupt now that I really think the system will collapse before any change will occur within the system. What I wanted to say, too, is this. I've been wondering if any of your listeners have heard who will be giving the address, the Lakeside Chat at Bohemian Grove, the first and second Sunday mornings of the gathering. I'm wondering if Jeb Bush will be giving one of the addresses.
Now, Bohemian Grove, this is there's kind of a conspiracy theory around this Bohemian Grove, and I think there, you know, whether there's truth to it or not, it's definitely a weird situation.
It is actually, and it's basically, it used to be 30 years ago, a group of wealthy, powerful men in government, banking, corporate circles, and unions getting together, getting drunk, watching maybe, you know, Henry Kissinger and Nelson Rockefeller do a little performance in drag after the dinner, sort of bohemian kind of play, and a lot of drinking, a lot of public urination and things, you know, watch for those yellow puddles in the by the
Sequoia Redwood. Have you been to the Grove?
I've actually been out there, yes. And hey, I thought it was ridiculous, but
is it male only?
Yes, at least it was then.
The boys' club, gotcha.
And what was interesting, I believe, you know, everyone wants to be recognized as an important person, but we know that some people are more important than others.
Well, speaking of being important, Frank,
when you get a bunch of powerful men that sort of are attempting to relive their fraternity life in college and you know, sort of just drink for 2 weeks and sort of let off steam. You see undiminished ego on the grand scale.
Oh, I can only imagine.
But
what were you going to say, Brad?
Takes it seriously, though.
I was going to ask Frank if he would arrange for me to be inducted into the Illuminati. I mean,
actually, I'd love to do that, but you're asked to be in it. There's no way you can ask for membership.
Did I just
actually
blow it?
People will mention that they'd like you to meet some people, and
apparently
you know,
you don't know the right people yet.
Well,
no.
Basically, we do know who the people are. Most of the people are wealthy and powerful, and there are a few people like myself that are poor but brilliant. And I can even challenge Henry Kissinger in a debate and probably win. But you know what's interesting about it? The system is corrupt, and when the Illuminati does take over, I would say three-quarters of the membership will be sent to FEMA camps, because whenever you have sort of a long-term power grab,
wait, three-quarters of the Illuminati will be sent to FEMA camps?
Oh, absolutely, because
they're going to turn on their own?
People have such tremendous egos, and they're jealous, and they hate one another, but
wow,
they work together, you know, for the common plan. But when that plan is put into position, mark my words, two-thirds of the Illuminati membership will be, you know, sent to the FEMA camps.
So you're going down.
Exterminated.
Right?
Well, you know, it's sort of like this. No one's going to live forever, and as I said, I'm there basically to watch and observe, you know, the decline of the civilization and the culture. And all I can say is this: the people that think they're going to run the show and that are going to dominate, if they didn't have their underlings doing 99% of the work, they couldn't even open up an envelope. And that's really the sad fact. So it's going to be interesting when these people attempt to seize power, and they're going to find out they're sadly ill-equipped to do anything. You know, it's going to be sort of an eye-opening. And I assume that, as I said, within the first year of the takeover of the New World Order, you'll see probably three-quarters of the membership removed.
Frank, thanks for the call tonight.
Well,
I appreciate hearing from you, as
thank
always.
You very-
I don't know whether to believe a word he says, but it's fascinating, always fascinating. 855-450-FREE. I mean, the guy claims he's in the Illuminati.
I know. I mean,
how many people do you meet? Of course, we haven't met Frank. But how many people do you encounter who claim that they're in the Illuminati?
Well, I just figured I'd be, you know, bold and ask right out,
how to get in.
Yeah, just ask him to have me inducted.
He said he was going to come up. I think Frank said he was going to come up to Pork Fest one of these years.
It was actually 2 years ago, I think he said, and I was looking for him, and he wasn't there.
Yeah, he said he was going to come see us, so he didn't. I mean, I would imagine he would come introduce himself if he did.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get to see him, and we can like talk to him more about the induction ceremonies, because I bet they're really creepy.
I'm sure there's a robe, some sort of like dripping in the background.
Have you ever been inside a Masonic temple?
I have not.
It is the creepiest thing, one of the creepiest things I've ever come across. There is a Masonic temple here in Keene, and it's right next to the library. And the upstairs still has the Masonic order, like, room, with like induction room, or whatever it is. Well, I don't know what it's called, but you go in there, and there's just this, it's like a throne room, almost.
So it looks like the Grafton County Superior Court courtroom, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so can you describe what you're talking about?
Sure. It's like you walk into this grand, elegant room with this large circular ceiling, and it's just like it's all like you can feel the architecture. Like the focal point is on that one person sitting in the elevated position.
It almost looks like the jet from some sort of super spacecraft thing coming down from the ceiling, like this big, spherical kind of, or
like a rocket.
Rocket. And it's really, really creepy. But not quite as ornate. Not quite as large as that room, but it was still a fairly large room. And I wish I could better describe it for you, but it was like a throne room with like this weird candle thing in there, and it looked like somewhere you'd see a human sacrifice. And I know that like Masons aren't into that, supposedly. They're just guys who like to build and be part of the community. But you had to wonder what kind of weird initiations or hazings or whatever it was that they were doing in there. It's still as it was the last time it was used, however long ago that was, or many years. 855-450-FREE is SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Just saying, it was bizarre. Kind of creeped me out. We're coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 14th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,564.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,604.26, $802.13 for a half ounce, or $401.06 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,604.26, $802.13, and $401.06.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You can enjoy stuff like our webcam, watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find the webcam and the chat room built into the same page. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And speaking of cams, when it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. It's one of the places where you're most likely to encounter the police. And usually, when you encounter them, they're not there to help you. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection. It's the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. I have one of these products. They are really cool. And it's easy to use. You install it. It's not a difficult installation. I'm not one of these car whiz people. Like, I changed my oil once a long time ago, and I vowed to never do it again. So not one of those car guys, but I did manage to successfully install the Freedom Cam in my car. And it has video cameras recording in the front and inside the cab. Plus, there's a built-in microphone as well as GPS, which can record your driving route and speed, which can be, you know, very useful in trying to perhaps reconstruct an accident. So that's useful for that, also useful for engaging with police. For traffic stops and all other driving incidents, you can protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net. That's freedomcam.net. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So there's a story here I saw over on Facebook. Someone posted this up there, and it looks like it's on a kind of a website I would really dig. It's called PurposeFairy.com, Ideas and Suggestions About Life. Now, this particular story is 15 powerful things that happy people do differently, because Free Talk Live is not necessarily a news show. Yeah, we talk about issues, but issues can also include life issues. Issues can include making your life better and happier in this case. So I'm looking here at the site and looking at the previous article and the one that's coming after it on it. It's basically a blog site. Give up your self-defeating self-talk and 18 simple truths no one told us while growing up. Sounds like a really useful site.
Yeah.
So here's 15 powerful things happy people do differently. And, of course, you're welcome to add in or comment here as is necessary at 855-453. What is the difference between happy people and unhappy people? Are you born unhappy? I would say no. Of course, it may be very obvious. Happy people are happy while unhappy people are unhappy, right? Well, that's correct. But we want to know what are the things that these people do differently. And that's why I've put together a list of things that happy people do differently from unhappy people. Number one, love versus fear. And this is an appropriate number one. This is a big one. Well, I can tell you for sure, says the article's author here at PurposeFairy.com, that those people who are really happy fear less and love a lot more. They see each moment, each challenge, each person as an opportunity to discover more about themselves and the world around them. You know, some people would say, Brad, that there are only really two emotions out there, that there's love and there's fear, and that everything else is a subset, if you will, is based upon one of those two emotions. And I think that the people that say that have something. I think they're onto something.
You think everything spawns from love and fear? Like,
yeah.
There's nothing that doesn't come from love and fear?
I think so. As far as the emotions that that you feel, they're all sort of versions of love or fear.
So anger is a
fear-based. Fear. Absolutely. Absolutely. 855-450-FREE. Number two, acceptance versus resistance. Happy people understand that you can't really change a situation by resisting it, but you can definitely change it by accepting that it's there and by understanding that there might be a reason for its existence. When something unpleasant happens to them, they don't try to fight it, knowing that this will make the situation even worse. But rather, they ask themselves questions like, what can I learn from this? And how can I make this better? And they go from there, focusing on the positive rather than the negative. They always seem to see the glass half full, no matter what happens to them. So acceptance versus resistance. You know, another popular saying is that what you resist persists. And I generally like that saying, but I don't think it's universal. So, like, for instance, I'd love to just ignore the government people, but that doesn't seem to make them go away. But then again, I also don't like the idea of coming from a point of resistance either. I think that's that the term resistance is common in the liberty movement and in a lot of activist movements. Like, you know, you got to resist the man, that sort of thing. I'd rather hug the man. I'd rather, you know, make a connection with the man on a more human level rather than resist. But on the other hand, a lot of the things that activists do up here would, by a lot of people, be termed as resisting. Like, is it resisting when you go to court and make a case? Well, I guess it probably is, because you're certainly not accepting. You know, you're not just accepting what they throw at you. You're defending yourself to some extent. So I have trouble with that one personally, but I generally try to stay away from the idea of resisting and anything that feels like it's resisting.
Well, one thing I learned taking a keto is that, you know, you use so much energy to stop something, you know, if you try to stop something head on, you use so much energy just stopping it that you could get hurt, whereas if you take something negative and turn it into a positive and sort of work with it, it generally works out much better.
Absolutely. So number three, forgiveness versus unforgiveness. Really happy people know that it's not healthy to hold on to anger. They choose to forgive and forget, understanding that forgiveness is a gift they give themselves first and foremost. The Buddha is quoted as saying, holding on to anger is like grasping at a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned. And this is a big one for me, at least. Over the last several years, I have definitely turned towards forgiveness because there's just so much to be angry about. And if you let the anger build up, then you become a really nasty person who's eaten up on the inside. And what good is that? I mean, how's that going to help anybody? How's it going to help you? How's it going to improve the lives of anybody if what you're doing is just stewing in your frustration and your anger at somebody who's wronged you? And maybe you've been wronged. Maybe they have really, whoever the person is that you're angry at, maybe they've really, you know, screwed you over. Maybe you got fired. Maybe you, you know, your loved one left you. Maybe something awful happened to somebody and the person's not apologetic for it. There's so many different stories out there as far as, well, how somebody screwed you. I mean, certainly we just, I just came from a friend's trial today where she was found guilty by this jury of her so-called peers. It'd be easy to be angry at them. It'd be easy to be angry at the judge and all the bailiffs for being a part in this aggressive system. But is that going to get them to listen to you if you're angry at them?
Well, I mean, if you were only angry at me back when I was a police officer, I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Well, exactly. Exactly. So forgiveness. Although, on the other hand, forgiveness is tricky because I have done in the past, I've done the public forgiveness thing and I've been excoriated for it. And I don't really do that anymore. Like Mark kind of called me out on it, basically.
Well, he called you out saying it comes off as condescending, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially. And that if somebody doesn't ask for forgiveness, then, you know, it's not right to give it to them. I don't really care if anyone asks for it, but I still want to forgive people because I don't want to carry around that burden. I don't want to have that that weight of having to feel bad about something.
I can see how it could be misconstrued, though.
855-453, but you can still forgive somebody quietly and forgive them to yourself. 855-450-3733. You can take control about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette. But with no tar, no foul odor, it can be smoked almost anywhere. PowerVapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people of you to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Bradley.
And we invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. Perhaps you'd like to access our live streams and you'd like to do it quickly. Go to m.freetalklive.com. M as in mobile, freetalklive.com. You can drop by there and grab the broadband, the midband, or narrowband versions of the stream. And also, you can find the software that you need. Maybe you don't already have some on your phone. You'll find the appropriate software that you'll need to get tuned in. In fact, my favorite one, there's a few different ones we list there for you, but my favorite is TuneIn. It's a great app. So go to m.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with the 15 powerful things that happy people do differently. Just a brief recap from PurposeFairy.com, love versus fear. You stay in a position of love, try to avoid fear, try to reject fear. Fear is inevitable unless you're like a master, like, you know, the Buddha, somebody who can completely have control over their emotions and thoughts. Inevitably, fear is going to come up in your life, but it's a good idea to try to get past it and move back to a position, a position coming from love. Number two. Acceptance versus resistance. Three, forgiveness versus unforgiveness. And then four is trust versus doubt. We haven't gotten to that one yet, but first let's talk to Jimmy, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, the way I see it is, you know, I had 3 heart attacks and almost died 3 times. So I look at it this way. What else can they do to me?
When you say they, I don't know what you mean.
I meant the world in general.
I see.
So I have this attitude, a cavalier attitude of live and let live, you know.
And as it should
getting
be.
Getting angry about things, you can't change it. I found that out the hard way.
Do you feel that the heart attacks were as a result of you being angry?
They were a result of stress and so forth that I was under at work. That was part of it. And the other part was my health was failing at the time, and I didn't know it. But what it taught me was not to sweat small stuff. I see people get upset about the least little thing, and I just laugh it off anymore because it just doesn't make any sense.
Absolutely.
After what I've been through, you know. It's, you know,
I'm sorry it took that to happen. I'm sorry it took that to happen in your life for you to make that change, but better late than never.
That's true, but, you know, sometimes things happen to you and you get a revelation or what they call an epiphany. And
absolutely.
To me, it was an epiphany in my life.
I love it. Great story, Jimmy. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's all I want to say.
Thanks for the call, man. I certainly appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. They say that heart attacks, I don't know who they are, but they do say these things about heart attacks, that you're likely to get a, if you're an angry person, you're more likely to get a heart attack. Similarly, if you're a worrying person, you're more likely to get cancer.
Well, I mean, I think anyone can understand why a guy like Dick Cheney would have such a bad heart.
I don't know Dick Cheney, and I don't want to know him. I can only imagine. But it kind of makes sense, right? I mean, if you keep yourself in a point of fear or anger,
yep.
Is it any surprise that you might manifest in your body some sort of negative health condition?
Yeah.
Because mind over matter, right? I mean, you look at for instance, you look at the effect of the placebo, which is a sugar pill. But if you tell somebody it's medicine, it's going to heal them, then, all of a sudden, it heals them.
Yeah.
Because there's
the power,
probably, right, there's more to it in your mind than anything else.
The power of positive thinking.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what we're focusing on here tonight, at least at this point. But you can always bring up anything that you want. Alice is in Indy listening to WXNT. Alice, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi. Several things, actually. You were talking about the key to happiness. I've been married 30 years, and that's one key. And the other key we...
Wait, you mean just being married is a key to happiness?
A happy one, yep.
Okay, very good, because I know a lot of people that is not so happy.
They would say something else. No, we discovered that. My husband and I, when we were 17, key to happiness for us is being able to make money doing what you love.
Oh, man, that's an important one.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why I was calling. I could not resist commenting. I've never called before. I love your show, Libertarian with Both
Thank
Are.
You.
I've never called before, but I'm sitting here right now. We're both writers, so we, again, make money doing what we love.
Usually you don't start making money doing what you love, right? Like, when you started writing, it probably wasn't too lucrative for you.
No, not at all. But there's that most American thing, doggedness. I mean, you hang on, you dig your teeth in and you hang on and you don't let go. And if you don't have a goal, everybody I know who doesn't have a goal is miserable. You've got to have a road laid out in front of you.
I agree completely.
I mean, when we got out of, we used to be in production and advertising, and when we got into writing, I mean, we loved them both, but neither was easy to get started with. I mean, those are two things that are not easy to get started with. And now, well, it's like I was saying, we've got 6 books under our belt.
Wow.
And I'm sitting here right now working on a book, a textbook version of one of our books, about conspiracism. And you were discussing with this guy about anger and rage and how being an incessant conspiracist can bring about anger and rage because it makes you feel helpless.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it makes you feel like everything is beyond you. You can't take part in the government. You can't make things better. It's us versus them. And
I'm glad you brought that up, Alice, because it's one of my biggest critiques about the conspiracy theory of people is that they're constantly mired in negativity. They're constantly mired in paranoia. And they're mired in defeatism because, they, as you're pointing out, they believe that everything is this big, grand conspiracy.
Exactly.
The world is being run by, you know, 80 people. Or you know, the Bohemian Grove, or this and that, and that they're all getting together to try to control everybody, and it just makes those kind of people want to go and hide out in their mom's basement.
Exactly. I mean, I heard the guy talking about the Bohemian Grove, and it's bizarre. I'm working right now, I swear to God, on the Bohemian Grove, which we've already done one book that contained a lot of information about it. And all it is a place for powerful guys to go urinate against big evergreens and have a good time. But the Alex Joneses of the world, I mean, no offense, because I know you guys share a lot of stations, and a lot of guys on television who make a lot of money doing it, they've turned it into something else in the same way that they've turned Freemasonry into something else. Because that was the point at which I heard Freemasonry, the hall is a very creepy place, and I just thought, that's it, I'm calling. Because my husband...
It is creepy. I don't know if you've ever been into one of those places.
Many times. My husband is the dark overlord of the world Freemasonic conspiracy. You don't know that. I mean, that's what got him started writing. He wrote his first book, don't laugh, because it's been a huge seller. We'll be getting checks for this when we're old and gray. His first book was Freemasons for Dummies. And it was a huge success because there was just nothing out there. The first time I tried to research Freemasons 20 years ago, there was just nothing. And his book hit first, it hit hardest, it hit best right when Dan Brown's next book was going to be about Freemasonry.
So what do people need to know about this, I mean, Freemasonry thing? What's it really all about? Is it just about guys getting together to build stuff and, like, support the community, or is there something sinister?
And women, too. It's unfortunate that feminine masonry has not taken on, has not done well in America. We just got back. My husband has spent the last 18 months fighting stomach cancer. He hasn't been. He's usually on the road constantly selling his books. Now he's back on the road. He just made 33rd degree last year. So, of course, he'll be waiting at the base of the Washington Monument when the reptilian aliens land to take him. But, I mean, he gets interviewed a lot on television. I do, too, but not as often as he does.
So, how do people find out about your books?
Just look up Chris Hodapp, H-O-D as in David, A-P-P as in Paul, and he's all over the place.
Cool. Alice, thanks for the call. Don't hesitate to call again. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Good comments. 855-450-FREE. David is in Indy, listening to WXNT. Hey, David.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, apparently living in Indy is one of the keys to happiness. I think I'm the third caller from here, but my thought was on the forgiveness thing. Kind of a half comment, half question.
Yeah.
What's the definition of forgiveness? And do you really have a blank slate and a start over afterwards in the respect of, like, a convicted thief? Would he or she be allowed to work at a bank after they're forgiven, or like a child molester if they're convicted?
That's a good question. Hold that thought. We'll bring it back here in a moment, David. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. Remaining moments are next. You're still welcome to bring up whatever's on your mind or comment on happiness, some of the keys to happiness. We've been touching on them here tonight. 855-450-3733. What about forgiveness? 1-855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you could take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born on preparation.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring them whatever you want, toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. We do have enough time for you and your thoughts. Should you make the call now, tonight, with you in the studio, it is Ian here.
And Bradley.
1-855-450-3733. We've been sharing with you a story from PurposeFairy.com, the 15 powerful things that happy people do differently. What sets those happy people apart from people that are angry all the time? Well, there's some obvious stuff like love versus fear. People coming from a position of love rather than fear, that's important. Acceptance versus resistance. Forgiveness versus unforgiveness. In fact, David is with us listening to WXNT in Indy. And David, you had some questions or some observations about forgiveness?
Yes, sir. The boundary and definition of it, say you're my friend and you steal from me and admit so, or a thief that's convicted. Yeah, I forgive them and bring them back into my social circle, per se, but should they be allowed to work at a bank, or would I probably won't be loaning you money in the future. So is a relative consequence and long-term part of forgiveness?
Well, I think it, you know, obviously depends on the situation. If you're talking about somebody who has wronged another person, you really want to forgive somebody, as the article points out here, to give a gift to yourself. You're forgiving that person for you. So, like, if you're the person they victimized with their thieving, then you're forgiving them so you don't hold anger in your heart towards them anymore in the future. Maybe move from a position of anger to a position of pity. You know, like, this person is so sorry and so sad that they, you know, stooped to stealing from their friend. That's a better position than being angry at the person. So shifting,
right, I love that.
Shifting your viewpoint slowly from step to step. But just because you forgive somebody doesn't mean you have to forget. I don't think that they're one and the same. You don't want to forget about who the scam artists are and who the people are out there that, you know, might possibly hurt you or have hurt somebody else. And, you know, you don't want to put yourself in a position where those people are trusted. So forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean letting them into your web of trust. If they had been trusted before and have now given you a reason to no longer trust them, you can forgive them. You can forgive them, but that's just a personal thing you're doing to move on. You're really just kind of moving on from that relationship. I would say that unless that person's relationship is valuable in some other way, there's value in not forgetting what they've done to people.
Right. And one could say, couldn't they, like, a lost element of compassion that we forget about is showing the error of one's ways. Is that attached or related in some way to forgiveness or part of compassion? The opposite of that would be apathy, if you don't care. But compassion, true compassion, would be showing you that you're messing up.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's important to let people know when they screwed up, because otherwise, how are they going to learn?
Cool.
David, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate it. Number four, trust versus doubt. These are some of the things that that happy people do differently from angry people. They trust themselves and they trust the people around them. No matter if they are talking about the cleaning lady or the CEO of a multi-billion-dollar company, somehow they always seem to make the person they're interacting with feel like there's something unique and special about them. They understand that beliefs become self-fulfilling prophecies, and that because of that, they make sure to treat everybody with love, dignity, and respect, making no distinctions between age, sex, social status, color, religion, or race. And these are the great men that Mark Twain was talking about when he said, keep away from people who try to belittle your ambitions. Small people always do that. But the really great make you feel that you too can become great. What do you think about that, Brad?
I think that's pretty inspiring.
Number five, meaning versus ambition. They do things that they do because of the meaning that it brings into their lives, and because they get a sense of purpose by doing so. They understand that doing what you love is the cornerstone of having abundance in your life. And this goes back to what a lady from Indianapolis was talking about, that it's important to be able to, hopefully, make some money off of doing what you love. I mean, wouldn't that be the ideal situation for you?
I used to love my former job, you know. I mean, it's if you have fun while you're making money, it's a no-brainer.
You can't beat it.
No,
you can't
the
beat
best.
It. But sometimes you have to put in, you know, you've got to pay your dues.
Yep.
Right? So for Free Talk Live here, people that are just coming to the show, they'll see, oh, yeah, you guys got over 100 stations, and you seem to be doing pretty well. But for years, this show didn't make a dime.
You've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, this is almost a decade. Not quite, but coming up on our first decade doing this program. And it took 5 or 6 years before we actually started to make any kind of profit at this program. So if there is something you'd like to make money off of that you love, you should be doing it. Whether you make money yet or not, maybe it's going to take you a little while to figure out how to monetize your hobby. But if you're not doing it a little bit, if you're not doing it sometime, I mean, obviously, if you've got to work, you've got to work. You've got to do what you got to do. But there's still time that you've got off, and maybe that's the time you can focus on, as our caller pointed out, she likes to write. So maybe that's the time you can focus on your writing or your creating or your programming or whatever it is that you're interested in. So going on here, as Dr. Wayne Dyer puts it, doing what you love is the cornerstone of having abundance in your life. And they care more about living a life full of meaning rather than what in our modern society we would call living a successful life. The irony here is that most of the time they get both, success and meaning, just because they choose to focus on doing the things they love the most, and they always pursue their heart's desires. Because if you're not doing that, what are you living for?
Nothing.
Right. If you're not pursuing what you want, what's the point? Is it just to sit here and collect some breaths and eat some food and take crap and then go to sleep? I mean, is that the point of life? Why not pursue what it is that interests you? Let's continue. They're not motivated by money. They want to make a difference in the lives of those around them and in the world. But guess what? As it's pointing out here, as it turns out, if you make a difference in someone's life, someone else's life, then the money comes along. You help somebody get what they want, and you'll get what you want. Number six, praising versus criticizing. Happy people would probably agree with Carl Jung's theory on resistance. What you resist not only persists, but will grow in size. They don't criticize the absence of the behavior they want to reinforce, but rather every time the behavior is present, even if it's not that often, they know that by praising the person and the behavior, they will actually reinforce the positive behavior. I gave an example of doing this today when the bureaucrats, when we were finished up with Kate's trial at the Superior Courthouse, even though it wasn't the most positive outcome, she was still found guilty. I complimented the bureaucrats on the way out the door. I said to the security agents, I said, you know, I just want to thank you for being cordial. Or I said, thank you for something like being cordial. And you know, I complimented them for being nice.
Well, to anyone who hears you saying that, you know, I mean, there's a reason why the relationship with court security out here in Keene is tedious, and it's not because you're impolite. You know, I mean, it's because you're being treated poorly.
It's true. And but it's still important, even if somebody's treating you poorly, to try to try to see the good in them, try to compliment them.
It's not always easy.
When a parent wants to make sure that his 7-year-old boy will always learn to put the toys back in the box after he's done playing with them, he'll make sure not to focus on the many times the child won't do it, criticizing him and his behavior, but rather every time the little boy does put the toys back. The parent will praise him and his behavior, and that's exactly how he will reinforce the positive behavior, and in the end, getting the wanted results. And that worked for my parents, too. We did the star charts where they'd give you, like, a little gold star or silver star, something like that. And then, you know, if you did the right things on each day of the week, you'd get a silver star. And then if you made it through the whole week or 2 weeks or however long the chart was for, then you'd, take you out and get you a transformer or something like that, right? There'd be some sort of goal, get ice cream, something nice would come at the end of that if you got enough of the stars. Challenges versus problems. Number 7 on the list of 15 powerful things happy people do differently. Happy people will see problems as challenges, as opportunities to explore new ways of doing things, expressing their gratitude for them, understanding that underneath them all lies many opportunities that will allow that person to expand and to grow. And a lot of us have encountered those times in our lives when things have been pretty tough. And it seemed like there was no way out. But in reality, I think what you'll find is if you look in the right perspective, you'll find that life gives you the tools that you need. You'll find that life will present you with the people and the opportunities and the things and the ideas and the actions that you need to overcome whatever that challenge might be.
It's not always easy to keep a positive attitude, though.
No doubt. And the bigger the challenge is, the more difficult that can become. But this stuff takes practice. And by the way, there's still another 8 more of these things that we can go through. I'd like to put the rest of it on hold till tomorrow night because we're running short on time here. But this is really important stuff, and it does take practice. And even people who are practiced at it aren't perfect. I mean, I still get angry, and I don't like getting angry.
I haven't seen you get angry in doing your activism for quite a while. It's been quite a long time since I've seen you.
Well, that's good. That must mean it's working to some extent. But it's still something where you've got to be aware of what you're thinking and what you're doing and question yourself. Hey, Brad, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. And you, by the way, can see more Brad over at freekeen.com. You're one of our bloggers there and doing all kinds of legalish things that are very interesting. So once again, freekeen.com. Look for Brad there. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Talk more about the 15 powerful things that happy people do differently at that time. See you then. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.